Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
ESPN Upstate welcomes you to the Saturday Morning Scramble.
He's got Mills for the end zone! He's in!
The latest scores, news, and interviews from the world of Upstate high school football. Powered by Founders Federal Credit Union and Ingles Markets. Official grocery store of the Saturday Morning Scramble. Call 844-GSP-ESPN. Text keyword ESPN. Followed by your message to 71307. Now, here's your host, Cole Bryson. It's the Saturday Morning Scramble on ESPN Upstate.
Well, I am not Cole Bryson. No, I am Rob Jones in for Cole Bryson here, finishing the season on. The backup quarterback is always the most popular guy in town. My number's been called, and I'm ready to lead this program through the last 2 weeks of the high school football season. Today, here Upper State from last night, we're talking about that. We're previewing next week. The state championship game's coming up starting on Thursday at Benedict College, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, running through from there. Like to thank the guest from the last hour, Jed Blackwell, insider, high school football insider, was on the program. I had him. We got Brock Hamrick coming up later in the program. We also had Greg Porter, the head football coach at Greenville High, on the program to talk about their run to the Upper State Championship game. And a man who joins us now is one who led his program also to the Upper State Championship game from Spartanburg High School. We welcome on their head football coach, Mark Hodge. Coach Hodge, first of all, thank you for the time this morning. I know it is not easy to do this. You like to do this after a win, and it's tougher to do this after a loss, especially one that ends the season. So it's not lost on me, and we appreciate your time and you coming on this morning.
No, absolutely. Any chance we get to talk about our kids and the things that they do, we're very appreciative of it.
Well, a great season for you guys. You know, we'll talk the specifics of the game in a moment, but, you know, you make it all the way to the Upper State Championship game. You get a chance to host. You make it through a gauntlet of a schedule, given the region you play in. So much for your program to look at and be proud of.
Yes, sir. I mean, no doubt the things that these children have done. And, you know, we've really been here about 18 months and about – four of those was in quarantine, and so the things that those kids have been able to do is really phenomenal, and most people don't even understand what those kids have done. I mean, we put in an academic program where every kid had to have at least a C each week, and we had a seven-period day to play, so all those kids did that. They had a professional dress day. They did that. They, you know, changed things in the strength program, a whole new schematic system, whole new coaching staff, and you know, to be able to do what they've done, you know, beat some perennial powers and put themselves in a position to, you know, to potentially play for a state championship in 18 months is really unheard of. So we've been unbelievably blessed and super proud of our kids.
Yeah, absolutely, and very well should be. Mark Hodge is my guest, Spartanburg High School head football coach. Vikings fall last night to Gaffney, 56-31 in the 5A Upper State Championship. Coach, you talked about some of the things that you implemented there. You talked about kind of a higher standard for your academics. You talked about a certain way of dress for road games and, you know, how you dress on game day and those kind of things. Was that to kind of change the culture a little bit, kind of implement some discipline and try to move things forward from a culture standpoint?
That's a back end result of it, but the main thing is I've been blessed to coach with and for some great people and been very successful, but learned across the way that we have such an opportunity to help our young kids become, you know, great men and women and leaders in society, and in order to do that you have to coach them like you would your own children, and those are things I expect from my sons and my daughter at my household. And it's really, if you're not doing those things, you're really caring about winning a game more than you're caring about children. So if you let children play a game when they're not passing classes, not doing their assignments, when they're misbehaving, when they're being insubordinate, all you're teaching them really is their value is to help, you know, grown people win a kid's game. And so we just committed that that's not what we're going to do. We're going to make sure that what we do is hopefully preparing these children to deal with adversity because it's going to strike. And actually be, you know, positive. Because you people in the world, you're going to make places better or worse.
Yeah, sure.
And we want to make sure that we're trying to help kids make every place that they are better. And the way we do our program is we at least want them to be comfortable in any environment. You know, that you know, if you need to dress up professionally, you can. You've done it before. If you need to speak, you've done it before. If you need to be able to send an email or a text professionally, you've been taught how to do so. You have to own your actions and decisions. All those type things are things that we're trying to teach. And really the byproduct of that is better people do everything better. So as our kids get better, our coaches get better, they, you know, they play the game better as well.
Mark Hodge is my guest, Spartanburg High School head football coach. The Vikings make the 5A Upper State Championship game, falling to Gaffney last night, 56-31. Coach, talking about the game last night, kind of a tale of two halves. You guys had a lead early. It was kind of back and forth. You guys led at the half, 24-21. Gaffney comes out in that third quarter and really kind of shifts the momentum of the game. They score 21 unanswered. What do you feel like was the difference going into the third quarter where they were able to get control of the game?
Well, it was the first half was unbelievably fun, and probably more so fun for the staff than the kids because, you know, we've been in those games before. But it was a lot of back and forth, a lot of responding, a lot of things done well, and then some things not done well. And we missed our window. You know, I understand this. You know, in my position, we'll use it to teach our young kids. There was about a 6-8 minute span where we missed. You know, late in the second half, we gave up a late touchdown on blown coverage. We just blew an assignment. And gave a touchdown up, and then we had the ball in field goal range and made a poor decision and threw an interception where we had a chance to get a field goal going in. So we gave them a little momentum going into the half. And then coming out, we actually played great first series on defense and got the ball on their side of the 50. And in my mind right there, it was we score here and go up 2 scores, then this is our game to win. Unfortunately for us, we messed up and blew an assignment on a play and ended up missing the field goal, which gave them momentum, blow another coverage, and they end up scoring a touchdown. And they got momentum up, I think, 4 at that time. And then we fumbled the next play. And then they totally got momentum. And then at that point in time, our kids, you could see it, like just the moment got too big for us. You know, because what most people don't know is there's no child on our team who had ever played in a playoff game until this year.
Oh, wow.
Not a child.
Yeah.
So this run they had, all of this was new. And you could kind of see them calculating that not only would this be losing a ball game, but it may be losing, you know, ending the season. So they went through a moment of shock. And when that happened, obviously Gaffney got the momentum and you know, got to playing with some passion, and then the weight room came in. You know, it's just deficiency that we had in the strength program. It's not had nothing to do with the strength coach. Coach Caldwell's maybe the best in the state at what he does. It's just before some of our kids weren't required to do what they needed to be done in the weight room, and it showed up when that momentum hit. They just then physically kind of beat us up front before we could kind of get ourselves back together and play with some passion that we kind of lost for a moment. And a lot of credit to them. You know, they're a senior heavy team, a lot of experience, well coached. Done, you know, they answered when they needed to, and unfortunately we didn't.
Mark Hodge is my guest, Spartanburg head high school football coach. Vikings falling to 5A Upper State last night, 56-31 to Gaffney. Coach, looking at the box score last night, you know, one of the big things that really stands out is Gaffney was able to establish the run against you last night. And you guys, probably for a myriad of reasons. One, you were down, you know, multiple possessions in the second half. Probably had to throw it at that point. But from a running game standpoint, couldn't really get things going there. Kind of made you one-dimensional. Gaffney's run game with Tyler Smith, he was tremendous against you last night. Is Tyler Smith the best back that you've seen throughout the year?
Probably so. And he's right there with Dutch Forks running back. You know, Burns has an elite running back too. He just, you know, was hurt, but we played him before. So probably, you know, he's fun to watch, plays really hard. His kid, you know, you'd love to coach yourself. And, you know, it goes back to the weight room in the end. You know, their seniors were stronger than our seniors and obviously our underclassmen. And you know, that's something that we've been really working on. And our kids have done a great job. I mean, we're a lot further along now than we were, but, you know, we still got a ways to go there. And, you know, when you don't get touched, you know, for the first 4 or 5 yards, it leads to big runs like you had.
That is true. That is true. When you move the point of attack there, and you know, with what you're talking about with the strength and conditioning program, you know, it's a matter of going through the process and the evolution where you guys have been there a shorter amount of time. You're trying to catch up. You're looking at a Gaffney program that program's been kind of in that groove for a while, and you can't just make up that time gap. You can't snap your fingers and make that gap up, can you?
No way at all. You know, it's just I hate to say it like this, but we've got some freshmen stronger than some of our seniors. Now, we've got some seniors who busted their tail that are really strong and done a really good job, but it was kind of, you know, if you wanted to, you did. You know, we kind of fixed that if you don't, you pay to watch the game. So you don't really have a choice anymore. So that's coming.
I like that. If you don't, you're going to pay to watch the game. I like that.
You know, another thing that happened too that Gaffney did a good job of is to kind of attack that. You have to flood the box. You kind of have to outnumber them.
Right.
And then when that happens, you've got to be able to cover well in the quick game. And we gave up a couple quick game passes. And, you know, to do that, you've got to be really good on both ends. And you know, they took advantage of it and made some plays, and we didn't make some plays. There was a couple that were bang-bang that they called, or we got there a step early and got a pass interference call. So it was just – I don't want to say you have to play perfect, but you have to play really well in the quick game when you bring pressure. And unfortunately for us last night, that they got the advantage in that, and that really helps because now you're having the, you know, in and out. You either play in coverage or you blitzing, and you know, that it just worked in their favor last night.
Coach Mark Hodge, Spartanburg High School Vikings there. Their head coach is our guest here on the program. Coach, as we let you go here, congratulations on a great season for you guys. You know, you fall just short, but you guys have done something that's special and made strides there in your program. Last words here for the season, Coach.
Again, we're just thankful and blessed, you know, with the kids and community and administration, school, everybody supporting us doing is phenomenal. You know, God's allowed us an opportunity to work with young kids and be able to do it through football. And, you know, we hate the fact we don't get to play another game, but like I told them, I said, we'll all be together again Monday, and football doesn't change the expectation. Like, we still expect you to, you know, be fabulous young people in the classroom, the community, the weight room, everywhere when we walk back in the door Monday. And that's the lesson that we're trying to teach. And, you know, we're just blessed to be able to do it and blessed to get to play great teams with, you know, great coaches like Coach Jones, Gaffney, and those people. And, you know, we'll take a moment and exhale and then we'll pick back up so we can, you know, hopefully do all this again next year.
For sure. Well, congratulations to you and your program, Coach, and we appreciate what you've done with our show here and being faithful to come on this show when you're asked, and we appreciate you doing it. And what I know is a little bit of a difficult situation coming after a loss like that last night. So, again, we certainly appreciate you, Coach, okay?
Absolutely. We appreciate you guys, too, and God bless everybody. And, you know, happy Thanksgiving weekend, and I hope people get to enjoy us. Football today, and in the end, go Vikings.
There you go. That's Coach Mark Hodge, Spartanburg High School head football coach, my guest here on the program. They fall just short of Gaffney, 56-31 in the 5A state upper state game last night. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Southside Christian head coach Mike Sonneborn on the other side, talk about their win and their upcoming 1A state championship game. We'll do that when we return. It's the Saturday morning scramble on ESPN Upstate. Rob Jones here for Cole Bryson. Back with more in just a moment.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're in the game on the Saturday Morning Scramble. Powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. And Ingles Markets. Official grocery store of the Saturday Morning Scramble. ESPN Upstate. 97.7 FM Greenville. 97.1 FM Spartanburg. And everywhere on the Odyssey app.
We'd like to thank Spartanburg head coach Mark Hodge for joining the program in the previous segment. Also, Chad Blackwell last hour and Greg Porter, the head football coach at Greenville High School. We thank them for their time. It is your source for high school football coverage across the upstate. It is the Saturday Morning Scramble on ESPN Upstate. I am Rob Jones, the hardest working man in radio, in for Cole Bryson. Drew producing your program here. And last night in the 1A ranks, there was no intrigue to it, no drama. Southside Christian, no problem on the road last night. 49-7, they win the upper state championship at Lamar. And my guest is the head coach of the Sabres of Southside Christian. Mike Sonneborn joins the program. Coach Sonneborn, thank you for the time and congratulations on a big win and blowout fashion last night in the upper state title game.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're absolutely welcome. You know, you guys, it was a deal where I think a lot of people thought with you playing Lamar, it's a long way down to Lamar, 150-plus miles from Greenville each way. I think a lot of people thought that given the bus ride, the environment, that kind of thing, that Lamar would be a tough out at home, but you guys absolutely controlled that ball game last night.
Yeah, so do we. You know, we had them last year in the upper state championship, and it was a 17-7 ball game where, you know, we didn't pull away till late in the fourth quarter. So, you know, going down there this year, you know, knowing, you know, what a quality program Lamar is, they've won some state championships, been in the game in the last couple of years. You know, they're going to win 9 or 10 ball games every year. You know, to go down there and to just handle them like we did, it was surprising. But welcomed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those where, you know, it's good for the heart in the long term, you know, that you don't have a deal where it's a four-quarter game and that kind of thing. You can kind of cruise. You can get some guys in the game who maybe don't get a lot of run. You can work on some things for next week in the state title game and all that kind of thing. To you, what were the big keys of the game and how you guys were able to just jump out and control the game?
Well, you know, we got an interception early. You know, Javion Sherman picked off a ball on the third play of the game on, I want to say it was their 17 or 18 yard line. And then, you know, we threw, you know, next play we scored. So it was 7-0. Then we came out and, you know, they had a, you know, they had to go 3 and out, kind of kick the poor punt. We got good field position again and then punched it in 3 plays later. And, you know, 2.5 minutes into the game, 3 minutes into the game, it was 14-0. And then we, you know, had another, they had a 3 and out. We made it 21-0. And we just kind of, you know, we kind of were clicking on all cylinders right off the bat. And they were kind of, they weren't. And, you know, once you go down 21-0, you know, the game plan kind of goes out the window.
Yeah.
And, you know, Lamar likes to run the football. And when you're down 21-0, you know, now the clock becomes your enemy.
Yep.
And, you know, so from that standpoint, you know, we kind of got them out of their game plan. They had to start throwing the ball, which is, you know, not something that they'd rather run the ball and, you know, kind of control the clock. But when you're down 21-0, controlling the clock's not your friend. So, you know, it, we just kind of, we were clicking on all cylinders. Our kids were focused. You know, I think last year's game really had their attention as far as, you know, how close of a ball game it was. And it was a real, you know, it was a real four-quarter battle. So our kids came in pretty focused. But, you know, sure, anytime you got to go that far, you know, when you get out of your routine and all those sorts of things, and then the week of Thanksgiving, you know, as a coach, you're always a little concerned on, you know, what you're going to get. But, you know, our guys left no doubt.
Yeah, that's a good point that you make. Mike Sonneborn is my guest, the head football coach at Southside Christian. The Sabres take care of Lamar last night on the road, 49-7 to win the Upper State title. They'll play next Saturday, a noon kick against Bamberg Earhart for the 1A state championship at Benedict College. Coach, you did mention that. It being a holiday week, it's got to be an extra – a little bit of difficulty to make sure that everybody is focused. And as a friend of mine in coaching would say, keeping the main thing the main thing, that's always a challenge when you have the holiday week around a big game like that, right?
Yeah, you know, football teams and football players and coaches kind of thrive on routine. And, you know, this week wasn't a routine. We were off, you know, we were off school this week, so we practice early. You know, and then basically after 11:30, you know, you don't see him again for, you know, 24 hours.
Right.
And, you know, usually in a normal week, you know, you're just, you know, you're in the building with him and then you're after school with him and then there's film meetings. So this week was a little different. And, you know, it's just, you know, coaches in general are always probably a little paranoid. You know, but so we obviously that those are things you have to deal with and things you have to factor in. But, you know, I think being in this game last year and having practice this week of Thanksgiving kind of helped a little bit. And, you know, so it wasn't our first time going through this, but, you know, it's always a concern. But, you know, like I said, our kids came in and did a really good job and they were focused.
Credit to them, too. Credit to them. That's not an easy thing to do, and to have that ability to put that as a high priority and kind of make sure that they were ready to go. They deserve props for that. That's something that sometimes is certainly not a given with teenage guys, and for them to be able to do that shows a lot about their maturity. You guys now will take on Bamberg Earhart for the state championship Saturday at noon at Benedict. Southside Christian's become a power in the 1A ranks. You guys have been at this level, state championships. You know, you're a contender now. You take on Bamberg Earhart. I know you haven't had really any time to prepare for them, but what's your initial impressions going into that game?
Well, you know, we try to keep an eye on everybody a little bit from, you know, from a distance a little bit, you know, especially, you know, the better teams in the classification. You know, what comes across a little bit is in my time here in South Carolina, they're a program that has a lot of rich tradition. They win a lot of games every year. There's a lot of pride in that community, for sure, you know. But more than anything, you know, defense, that kind of seems to be their calling card.
Right.
You know, they're really, really good defensively. They don't give up a lot of points. And as you can see, you know, in the playoffs, you know, they're not giving up, you know, they're not giving up big numbers, but neither are we. You know, we're expecting a physical game next Saturday, a hard fought game. You know, it's, I think when you get to, you know, state championship games, usually if you're in the state championship, you got a pretty good defense. So, you know, I'd say more so than anything, I think it's going to be two really, really good defenses battling it out. And, you know, and I think it's going to be a really, really good ball game, and we're excited for the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Mike Sonneborn is my guest, Southside Christian head football coach. The Sabres a winner in the upper state championship in 1A, 49-7, no trouble at Lamar. They take on Bamberg Earhart on Saturday there for the state championship in 1A from Benedict College. That's a noon kickoff next Saturday. Coach, this week as you prepare your guys for the state championship, what's going to be the message throughout practice this week?
Well, you know, a couple things, too. You know, you want your seniors, you know, for your seniors, you know, this is their last week of high school football for the rest of their life. You know, so you want them to you know, practice with a passion and a focus. You want your underclassmen to understand the situation that the seniors are in and try to send them out on top. So, you know, you really just kind of want to preach, guys, let's focus. Let's finish this job. You know, we want to, you know, you also want to kind of let them know, guys, listen, man, there's not a lot of teams in this situation every year. And there's a lot of kids and a lot of coaches and a lot of teams that, you know, they've been doing it 4 years if you're a player or 20 years if you're a coach, and they never get this opportunity.
That's the truth.
So, you know, to treat it like it is, it's a really, really special opportunity. And it's a chance to honor the game of high school football. But more importantly, guys, it's a chance to make a memory that you'll never forget.
Yeah, that's absolutely a great point there to maximize the opportunity. You know, as a former coach, a high school basketball coach, and I never got the opportunity to be there. So certainly that's something that is special. And I think you guys trying to give them that focus, give your players that focus, I think puts it in a great perspective. Coach Sonneborn, we appreciate your time this morning. Congratulations on the upper state title. We're going to try to get together with you this week and have you on next week and talk a little bit more about Bamberg Earhart and the state championship game coming up, okay?
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate the time. That's Coach Mike Sonneborn, Southside Christian. They're in the 1A state finals at noon next Saturday, taking on Bamberg Earhart. Again, before we go to break here, run you through the upper state and lower state scores from last night. In 5A, Gaffney a winner 56-31 at Spartanburg. We talked to Spartanburg head coach Mark Hodge. We also talked to Jed Blackwell, who was monitoring the game last night, high school football insider. We're going to talk to Brock Hamrick in just a minute after the break here to talk about that game as well. Gaffney, upper state champs, they'll take on Dutch Fork Saturday at 5 p.m. Next Saturday, 5 p.m., Benedict College, 5A state champions. 4A, Coach Greg Porter, Greenville High School, was on with us. A historic run for them to the upper state finals, but they fall to South Point 25-14. In the lower state, Beaufort 42-10 over West Florence. 4A state title games Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Benedict College, South Point, and Beaufort. In 3A, Daniel, no trouble with Chester, 41-20 last night at home. They win the upper state title. They look to defend their state championship. They'll take on Camden, who was a winner 13-7 over Dillon. Daniel and Camden will do battle for the 3A state title Friday at 2 o'clock. That one at Benedict as well. 2A state championship, Gray Collegiate won the upper state 35-28 over Newberry, edged them. Silver Bluff edged Barnwell 42-35. Friday night, 7 o'clock, Gray Collegiate and Silver Bluff for the 2A title. And in 1A, a noon kick next Saturday, Southside Christian and their head coach, that was just our guest, Mike Sonneborn, will take on Bamberg Earhart. Bamberg Earhart, a 7-6 winner over C.E. Murray. We'll take a break. We come back. Brock Hamrick will join us, the voice of the Gaffney Indians. We'll talk about their win last night and preview their state championship game. All that coming up on the other side. This is the Saturday Morning Scramble on ESPN Upstate. I'm Rob Jones here for Cole Bryson. Back with more in just a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union and Ingles Markets, official grocery store of the Saturday Morning Scramble. ESPN Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Well, the Upper State Championship game's now in the books, and the state championship's coming up this week from Benedict College starting Thursday. It'll be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the richest prize in South Carolina high school football. One of the area teams, the Upstate teams, that'll be representing in the 5A class, the Gaffney Indians, a winner last night on the road at Spartanburg, 56-31. The man who called that Upper State Championship win for Gaffney, the voice of the Indians, Brock Hamrick, joins the program. Brock, good morning, and a big, big weekend, a big win for Gaffney last night.
Yeah, Rob, it certainly was. Thanks for having me on this morning. And last night was a lot of fun, and it had been a while, and it feels good to be headed back.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was one of those games. I didn't get a chance to watch the game, but from the research I did on the game, it was one where it was a back-and-forth kind of game early, really fun game in the first half. Spartanburg had a lead. They had some opportunities to kind of lengthen that lead, were unable to do it, and then Gaffney catches fire in the third quarter and scores 21 unanswered, takes control of the game.
Yeah, you're right, and I think Jed Blackwell posted on Twitter and subbed it up well. He said that he's never seen a game that had the potential to be so good turn lopsided so quickly. And that's what happened in the third quarter. Gaffney comes out and actually on their first possession of the second half goes three and out, punts it away, and then gets the ball back. And after that, it was like someone had flipped a switch. And I know the kids responded well down 10 last week at Northwestern. They were down three last night, and it looked like a totally different football team in the second half.
Brock Hamrick is my guest, the voice of the Gaffney Indians. The Indians win the 5A Upper State Championship last night on the road, 56-31 at Spartanburg. I had Jed Blackwell on the program in the first hour, Brock, and we talked about one of the things we'd like to see changed in the format for the high school league is a full-seeded bracket where an undefeated team like Gaffney wouldn't go on the road, especially twice in a row like they have here. To me, that is one of the most needed changes in South Carolina high school league when it comes to high school football in this state.
No, I agree with you, Rob. And when you look at it, Gaffney, a team that you mentioned going into last night's game was 13-0. The Vikings of Spartanburg were 9-3. And Gaffney had already defeated Spartanburg handedly in week zero of the season. So when we posted that we were headed to Spartanburg for an upper state title game, everyone thought we were crazy. But that's the way it is right now in the high school league. And I agree there needs to be a change made. But hats off to the Gaffney fans. Last week at Northwestern, what a showing. And then last night, you could not have put another Gaffney fan on that side, and they were loud. And they made the difference last night.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Cole Bryson had a report earlier this week that Gaffney sold about three times as many tickets in terms of advanced online purchase. I believe that was as of Tuesday night.
Yeah, and actually, thanks to Spartanburg High School, they actually had a set number of tickets they were going to allot for Gaffney fans. And then after that sold out on Thanksgiving Day, Todd Staley and the athletic program, I think, went ahead and allowed Gaffney to open some more ticket sales and allow some of those Indian fans to get there. But I'll be honest, when we were pulling in to around 3 o'clock, I mean, there were people out there, Gaffney fans, four or five groups of people that were cooking, grilling out, tailgating before the game. This Gaffney fan base is hungry, and they're excited for this coming Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. They have shown up and showed out, so to speak, throughout this playoff run, and I have no doubt they're going to go in full force to Columbia, and they're going to bring the Reservation Roadshow, as I like to call it, what Gaffney's been able to do here with their fan base on the road throughout the postseason here. Last night, Brock, we saw a quarterback battle, Spartanburg's Raheem Jeter and Gaffney's Grayson Loftus, both of those guys with good games last night. To me, you know, I said earlier in the program, Loftus, the model of efficiency, man, 15 of 21, 256 yards, four touchdowns, and probably most importantly, did not turn the ball over.
Yeah, that was big for Gaffney last night. And credit, too, to Raheem Jeter. He had an exceptional first half. He was on the money. But Gaffney was able to get some hits on him in the third quarter, and he was noticeably injured at the end of that game. Looked like he was favoring one of his ankles that he's had issues with. So it was a great battle last night, and it was proven that Grayson Loftus could stand the test of time. This is a kid that had his best game of the season last night for the Indians with 256 yards, four touchdowns, and like you mentioned, no interceptions. So credit both of those quarterbacks. Both of those are juniors. They'll have another season, and they'll get an opportunity to contend against each other once more.
Yeah, and they're two guys that have seen each other at other schools and that kind of thing. They've went head-to-head their entire high school career. So it's kind of one of those deals where there's a rivalry within the rivalry between Spartanburg and Gaffney and two very skilled young quarterbacks there. Brock Hamrick is my guest. He's the voice of the Gaffney Indians. Gaffney wins over Spartanburg on the road 56-31, taking the upper state championship in Class 5A. Brock, looking at the box score from last night, the thing that jumped off the page to me was Gaffney's ability to run the ball, and I know they got Spartanburg in a situation in the second half where they were down multiple possessions, kind of limits Spartanburg's options from that standpoint. But Tyler Smith, 18 carries, 178 yards, a hat trick of three touchdowns. Spartanburg without a player with over 30 yards rushing, to me that's the biggest difference in the ballgame.
And when you watch Spartanburg on film going into the game, Drek Carter, the running back for the Vikings, is the bright spot. He and Raheem Jeter make the offense work. Gaffney committed last night to not allowing Spartanburg to run the football. And then on the flip side, Gaffney found a way to run the ball. That's what the Indians have done all season long. With his performance last night, Tyler Smith actually had a receiving touchdown as well. I think he finished with four touchdowns. Yeah. But he had over 200 yards all-purpose. He now has over 1,500 yards rushing and has over 2,000 yards all-purpose this season for Gaffney. He's been unreal, and he had his best game of his career last night, and it was just business-like work for him in the third quarter. He broke a couple big ones, and it was just like that's what he was born to do. He calmly celebrated with his team and headed back to the sideline.
Yeah, that's one of those deals where he just kind of took over the game and knew that he could do that. He was able to get some momentum there. Let's talk a little bit about how you felt like Gaffney played at the line of scrimmage, because to dominate the run game like that has to mean that you're opening up holes and you're moving the point of attack.
Well, when you look back at the game last night going in, we knew that Raheem Jeter was probably a running threat to some extent. Drek Carter was. The question is, what do you do defensively for Gaffney? And we talked about the differences that Spartanburg has, the players they have back from the first game. Gaffney's got two defensive linemen that started last night that were not there first game of the season in week zero. So Clay Putnam, Carlos Lopez, Nathan Johnson, Jahriel Jeffries, about five or six guys by committee on that defensive front, I mean, made a huge difference. They were getting a good push up front, and then every once in a while, Gaffney would use one of its talented linebackers on a delayed blitz from the outside, and Spartanburg could not handle it. It was impressive to watch. It was very well schemed last night by the Gaffney defense.
We still have Brock. Brock, you still there?
Hey, guys, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. You dropped out for a second, but we did get to kind of drift there as Gaffney's able to make some adjustments defensively there and kind of win the line of scrimmage last night. The Indians now will take on Dutch Fork on Saturday. It's the main event game next week for the 5A state championship, a 5 o'clock kick, Benedict College, Gaffney and Dutch Fork. Jed Blackwell and I talked last hour, Brock, and we talked about, you know, not trying to downplay or discredit Dutch Fork in any way. They're a really good football team, but to me, this is not the Dutch Fork teams that were just absolutely invincible. I think this is a beatable Dutch Fork team.
No, I certainly agree. And when you look at it, Gaffney was actually scheduled to play Dutch Fork in a game back to the reservation of the unfortunate situation that unfolded down in Columbia with one of the Silver Fox players canceled the game. But Gaffney wanted to play Dutch Fork in the regular season. That is the measuring stick. Right. While I will agree that they're not the dominant team that's just going to come out and out-athlete you at every position, they're not that this year, but they're still really good. And they still know how to win ball games, but so does Gaffney. And I think the team came out last night from the time they ran out for pregame warmups. They were committed. They felt the support last night, and they're going to feel it on Saturday traveling down to Columbia. Actually, Rob, I'll tell you this, whenever the Gaffney team got home back to Gaffney High School last night, because the game, of course, was on the road at Viking Stadium, there was actually a throng of over 100 cars and fans waiting on the Indians at the high school. That's how hungry this community is. It's been 9 years, 10 seasons since we did it in 2012 against Dutch Fork. We'll see if we can do it again.
Yeah, yeah. They've been waiting for a while there on the reservation, and they are ready. They look at this as the bullseye target year, cash in on the opportunity. Gaffney hands that opportunity against Dutch Fork in the 5A state championship game on Saturday. Brock Kamrick, the play-by-play voice for the Indians, is our guest here on the program. Brock, what do you feel like are the biggest keys for Gaffney against Dutch Fork?
Well, first off, you know, the obvious targets for the Silver Foxes offensively is their running back. And these are two guys that can just make plays. Anytime you need a touchdown, send these guys deep, hand it to them, get them the football in open space. They can make plays. And Gaffney's going to have to be ready for that. Defensively, I think Dutch Fork has some holes that Gaffney can possibly expose, but it's got to come running the football. We saw last night how crucial it was. Gaffney's got to find a way to run it. And if the Indians can do that and force a couple stops early, set the tone against Dutch Fork, I think it's a game that can be closed. Make no doubt about it. Gaffney is the underdog going into this one.
Yeah, and I think that getting off to a hot start that you mentioned, I think that's incredibly big for Gaffney from a confidence standpoint, because if you're a high school football player and you've kept up with it, you've heard about how great Dutch Fork has been year in and year out, there's almost this mythical kind of aura that goes with them. So if you can early on prove that, hey, we got some momentum, these guys are human, I think that does a lot for the Gaffney players in terms of confidence.
It certainly does. And when you look at Dutch Fork as a team, I mean, they've got several guys that are Division I, a lot of Division II prospects. They probably have the one of the best programs that's been built over the last 10 years or so, and they turn athletes out year in and year out. Look at Gaffney, on the other hand. The Indians with a couple guys that have some offers to play elsewhere, but for the majority part, it's just local-grown talent that's ready to play. And when you get those guys competing for a common cause like they were last night, it can be impressive to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that jumped out on the page for me, too, is Grayson Loftus, 15 completions out of 21 last night, 15 to 21. But he, you know, spread the ball around. There were different guys making plays in the passing game. I think that's important because if you allow a team like Dutch Fork to kind of be able to pick and choose and to just kind of blanket one guy, then that's easier to take away. But Gaffney last night, you know, Jadarius Little John, 6 catches. Jeffries had 5 catches and 2 touchdowns. The other Little John receiver with a touchdown catch. Smith with a touchdown catch. A lot of different weapons and options last night for Gaffney, and I think that's important to try to spread the football around, use the entire field against Dutch Fork in the state title game.
It is certainly key, and you mentioned all those names that Loftus connected with in the first matchup against Spartanburg. This shows you how much he's improved. The first game against Spartanburg earlier in the season, he threw to one wideout. And the other passes went to backside of the backfield. So that just tells you how he's progressed as the seasons went on. And Gaffney's going to have to do it again. He's going to have one of those games, one of the games that you look back on and say that may have been the best single-handed performance I've ever seen. Gaffney's going to need one of those on Saturday, whether it's from Tyler Smith or Grayson Loftus. Gaffney's got to have the difference maker.
Yeah, and of course Loftus had his best game of the year last year as well. Brock Hamrick has been our guest here, Gaffney play-by-play man, the Indians playing for it all. Brock, as a guy who's done some play-by-play and been blessed to do state championship games in the past, man, go out there. You know, it's one of those deals. You do what you do for that reason. You know, guys that do play-by-play, guys like us, we chase the big game atmosphere. There's nothing else that can replace it, and you've got that opportunity. You got to be excited for you, and you got to be excited for the Indian football program next Saturday.
Yeah, Rob, I'll be honest. I'm just really excited for the community. This is a community that gets behind this team, and it's really fun to see. And I am excited. You know, that is, like you mentioned, whenever you set out and start this, you always hope to get to call a state title game. And yeah, last night was the third upper state title game I got to call. So now the opportunity to do the big one, I'm really looking forward to it, and yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
It should be, and I tell you what, man, we're going to have to catch up with you next week and have you on, and we'll have a little better perspective of Gaffney and Dutch Fork at that point and see what's been going on throughout practice this week and all that, man. Set it all up next week. How's that?
Sounds good, Rob. I certainly appreciate it. You're doing a great job.
Hey, thank you so much. That's Brock Hamrick, Gaffney play-by-play man. We're going to take a break here, final break of the show. We'll come back and put a bow on it. It's the Saturday Morning Scramble on ESPN Upstate. I'm Rob Jones here for Cole Bryson. We'll finish things up right after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union and Ingles Markets, official grocery store of the Saturday Morning Scramble. ESPN Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
On the text line at 71307, Ingles Markets text line 71307. Start the text with ESPN. Texter says, shout out to the Gaffney radio team. Not a Gaffney follower, but I had a first chance to listen to them via the radio last night. Class call of the game. So props for coming in on the text line to Brock Hamrick, our guest from the last segment, the play-by-play man for the Gaffney Indians. And 5A, Gaffney is your upper state champions, 56-31 over Spartanburg last night. They move on to state championship game, the 5A title game. Gaffney and Dutch Fork is next Saturday, 5 p.m. at Benedict College. And we're going to try to have Brock back on and try to piece it together here and see how practice has been this week going into this game for Gaffney to be kind of on the big stage for the first time for Dutch Fork. This is old hat. This is what they do. I do think this is Gaffney's year. I think they're battle-tested. I think this is a Dutch Fork team that's very good, but not as dominant as the old Dutch Fork teams that we've seen, because there were some years where it was not a matter of whether Dutch Fork was going to win it. It was a matter of who they were going to play to win it. I mean, because it was theirs to lose. And I don't think they're as dominant this year with that. In 4A, Greenville High School falls last night at South Point 25-14, but a historic season for Greenville High School. Head coach Greg Porter was our guest earlier in the program. Greenville makes it to the upper state championship game in football for the first time in program history. They fall to South Point 25-14 on the road in Rock Hill last night. And for a lower state, Beaufort all over West Florence 42-10. That sets up South Point and Beaufort Thursday night 7 o'clock at Benedict College for the 4A state title game. I'll give you, I believe Beaufort's going to win that game. They've been dominant throughout the lower state, and I expect them to win over South Point in the 4A. Daniel is defending their state championship. They beat Chester last night, 3 touchdowns, 41-20. Camden, the lower state power, they beat Dillon 13-7, sets up a Camden and Daniel matchup. When Daniel can win back-to-back state titles if they take care of Camden Friday 2 p.m. in the afternoon at Benedict College for the 3A state championship game there. And I think Daniel will take care of business. Gray Collegiate in 2A wins the upper state over Newberry. They take on Silver Bluff on Friday night. I'll take Silver Bluff in the 2A state championship game. And in 1A, our buddy Coach Mike Sonneborn, Southside Christian, they rolled Lamar last night 49-7 to claim the upper state title. They will take on Bamberg Earhart, who has C.E. Murray 7-6 in the lower state. That game is a 12 p.m. kick from Benedict College for Southside Christian Bamberg Earhart in 1A. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll break it down next week right here on a Saturday morning scramble on ESPN Upstate.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.